This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
All right, here's what's coming up next. In the next 3 hours of InfoWars live transmissions, I'm going to be with you here the rest of this hour hosting the Alex Jones Show. Harrison Smith will be hosting Sunday Night Live tonight. I know he's got a lot of news to cover. I am going to play a video clip now and then come back in the next segment, cover all of this news, and then open the phone lines. But first, let's go to another, this is trending now, another young American student who, obviously, parents are sick of it, friends are sick of it, students are sick of it, whether it's critical race theory or whether it's forcing them to wear a mask, the students are sick of all of it. So now they're going to parent-teacher meetings and speaking or having, like, their own, I don't know what meetings you're seeing all the time now where these students are speaking and where these parents are speaking all against the masks and against the critical race theory. It's just totally rejected, but you know, the liberals that run the schools want to run your life, so even though it's totally unpopular, they want to do it anyway. And so here's another young American telling it like it is in front of her school board and in front of her classmates and in front of the parents of her school. It's amazing. It's amazing to have young Americans speaking out like this. Here it is.
Here again. The other day I was walking down the hallway at Lakeview Elementary School to give a teacher a retiring gift. I looked up onto the wall and saw a BLM poster and an Amanda Gorman poster. In case you don't know who that chick is, she's some girl who did a poem at Biden's so-called inauguration. I was so mad. I was told 2 weeks ago at this very meeting spot, no politics in school. I believed what you said at this meeting. So at lunch, I went up to my principal to tell him about the BLM poster and that I wanted it down. He said it's not coming down. I was like, yeah, it is, because the school board said on May 25th, no BLM or politics in school. He said, that's weird. They were the ones who made them. I was stunned. When I was here 2 weeks ago, you told us to report any BLM in our schools. Apparently, you know they're in our schools because you made the signs. I said there should be no BLM in schools, period. It does not matter the color you make the posters and the font you use. We all understand the meaning. It is a political message about getting rid of police officers, rioting, burning buildings down while King Governor Welch just sits on his throne and watches. We all know. Changing the font or the color of posters does not change the meaning. I am 9 years old and I know that. You expect me to believe that you did not know what you were doing by making these posters? Come on, people. I do not judge people by the color of their skin. I don't really care what color their hair, skin, or eyes is. I judge by the content or the way they treat me. MLK said, I have a dream that one day my four little children will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. That dream has come true. I do not care or look at the color of skin, but you make me think of it. I have Asian, Mexican, white, Chinese, black friends, and I don't care. I like them because some of them make me laugh, some are sweet and kind, sporty, or share the love of God. They are just my friends. You have lied to me, and I am very disappointed in all of you. You cannot even follow your own rules. If you're going to do that, why do we follow any rules we deemed unfit or ridiculous? I'm not following your mask rule anymore then. Get the posters out of our schools. Courage is contagious, so be courageous.
Wow. There's the story at Gateway Pundit. 9-year-old Minnesota girl obliterates school board over BLM posters. And you know, you have all these videos. You know, the left is creating with their offspring the next generation of victims and just sexually deviant, confused people. And that's what you see them celebrating with their kids, you know, cross-dressing them, putting fake penises in their diapers. I mean, literally, this is what they're doing. I'm sorry, I'm just telling you. And so that's what the left is raising in their kids. And then look at what conservatives are raising. They're actually raising the next leaders of America. That girl is 9 years old and better spoken than most politicians that I hear speak. So it's incredible to see this pan out. So good on the parents of that girl. Good on all the parents out there today, all the great fathers out there today, raising their kids right to be the next leaders of this great nation. That's what we need. So the left will have a bunch of confused victims, but...
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, here we go. To open up the phone lines, and we'll start getting your calls lined up. Then I'm going to cover this news while the crew is getting your name and getting you up and on the board. The number to get in this evening on the Alex Jones Show, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. And then Harrison Smith will take over. He may take some calls too, but I know he's going to be loaded with news today. He's been up here prepping all day, so he's going to be covering a swath of news in classic Harrison Smith style, as he does every morning on the American Journal. All right. Where to begin? Because I don't have much news on my desk, but there are some very important stories that we have here. So let's just start with this. Now, I was stunned when I found this out, I guess, Friday evening, maybe it was, that Ronny Jackson, the former White House physician for Obama and then for Trump, who came out and demanded, in scathing words, demanded a cognition test be done by Joe Biden, President Joe Biden. And, of course, he makes reference to, at least with Trump, how when Trump was getting all this pressure from the media and attacked by his colleagues, he stepped up and he took the cognition test. And physician Ronny Jackson, Dr. Jackson, said he aced it. He aced the test. Remember, President Trump was very proud of that. And of course he did. Here's a guy who for 70 years has done nothing but work, which I think is actually good for your health. You know, you can overload, but never did drugs, never drank. So he's got that going for him. But see, that was a huge media story. You couldn't turn on the TV or flip to your favorite internet, or you couldn't go anywhere. And it was all about Trump, the cognition test and everything, whether it was positive or negative. I was stunned that I didn't even hear about this. And in fact, I think he made this statement originally on Thursday of last week. And the only reason I found out about it is just because I'm a media junkie and just listened about 10 to 15 hours of talk radio all the time. So, I mean, I feel like I can eventually find anything that's out there. No coverage of this. I didn't even see this covered on Fox News. So if you're listening and you're thinking, huh, how did I not hear about that? I had the same reaction when I found out about it late Friday night. Imagine if you had the same coverage of how they said Trump was mentally unfit and then he took the test and then they covered the test. But see, that's the media protecting Biden. The same effort, the same energy that the media had to attack Trump is now being applied to protect Biden. So there won't be any media pressure for Biden to take the cognition test. There won't be any media coverage of this next week. Nobody will even mention it. Biden, and look at this. See, this even goes back to last year. Ex-White House physician Ronnie Jackson convinced Biden not fit for office. That was October of last year. So he already knew this. Everybody knew this. Everybody knows it today. But there's the media protecting Joe Biden. And we had journalists that actually crunched the numbers. And that whole thing about Russian, strong-arming the media is probably just another Russian lie. It's just, how they just lie about Russia, the boogeyman here. But so Putin, after the summit, took 24 questions from the press for an hour and had no notes. Biden took 7 pre-prepared questions, and it lasted 11 minutes, and he also had his cue cards in hand for the whole thing. So tell me, which one's a communist dictatorship? Which is really a world leader, and which is a total fraud? Everybody knows that Biden can't think, can't talk, is a total embarrassment, gets lost. I mean, he shows all the signs. He'll be in a speech, and then in the middle of the speech, he'll see someone he knows, and he'll be like, oh, hey, that's my guy over there. Hey, yeah, that's my guy that works over at the place and does the thing. Yeah, hey, buddy. Anyway, where was I here? Oh, boy, I'm going to get in trouble. They tell me not to say this. Oh, they gave me some note cards. And there's the media. They won't cover Biden clearly not being fit. They won't cover White House physicians demanding he take a cognitive test. So Biden won't have to take it, and he would obviously fail it if he did. In some international news, top Chinese nuclear scientist found dead under mysterious circumstances. One of China's top nuclear scientists and the vice president of Harbin Engineering University died after falling from a building. Boy, you think some foul play is being talked about in that situation? Yeah, a lot of it, actually. So there you go there. In other international news, well, let's stick in China. This is wild. The crew handed this to me earlier. It's like the lady who did that report saying, why are all these energy companies making steps to hire, to basically replace their entire work staff in the next 2 years? Is it because all these people that got vaccinated are going to die? And then you have this. So here's the headline, but the headline is not really the story. Market close, Maine Freight chairman Bruce Plested sells $75 million worth of shares. So that's just some random story. But then in the story is an interesting little nugget that the crew found. Hat tip to the crew. Faihei, China's largest infant formula maker, said sales would drop sharply in the next 1 to 2 years since many women cannot bear children within 6 months of coronavirus vaccination and thus delaying births. Huh? Is this an admitted side effect? And how would you even be able to know that it's only for 6 months? Now you start to look at China, who was making a COVID vaccine in 2019 before any of this came out. So maybe China's already had the COVID vaccine trials, and so maybe they know, yeah, for 6 months you can't have a baby, but then after that you can. Or maybe they really don't know. They just know that now that the vaccine's been out for 6 months, and I guess no woman's had a baby since getting it, or they've had miscarriages, so they just say, well, we just assume if you get the vaccine for 6 months, you're not having a baby. It's kind of the same thing of, don't have a mammogram after getting the COVID vaccine. It'll show up you have breast cancer. Or for men, it shows up as all these cancers. So, but don't worry, you're not, it's just, that's just a side effect of it looking like you have cancer. You don't actually have cancer. Then you come back a year later. Well, okay, maybe you did have cancer. But it's mostly the blood clotting and the fainting and the Guillain-Barré and the Bell's palsy. Little mixing, a little death. Most vaccine deaths already for this COVID vaccine hasn't even been out a year. And so, we have to give a big shout out to the NFL players right now that are standing against this one in particular, Cole Beasley. or Cole Beasley. I can't remember. He's a wide receiver for the Buffalo Bills now. I believe he's even from Austin, Texas. And he just released a statement over the weekend basically saying, this is total tyranny. You can't force people to take a shot. Just basically stating all the signs and just saying, hey, you know what? I'm a free man. I'm not going to be turned into a slave. And so it's just incredible. Yeah, Cole Beasley. And I think it was the GM or the owner of the team that said, no, we're going to force our whole team to vaccinate. So good for him for taking a stand. Others are taking a stand as well, but he's been the vocal leader on the issue. But I mean, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, don't go have a mammogram. Might show up you have cancer after you got the vaccine. Oh, yeah, don't worry. That's just a blood clot from the vaccine. Oh, yeah, your whole left side is numb. Don't worry. Just sleep it off. Oh, yeah, women get the vaccine and, you know, they can't have babies. But, hey, you know, force it on you. And then there's this. Jharkhand man, this is in India, claims he has magnetic powers after taking COVID vaccine. And then in this story in India Today, it's just he's just covered. He's just a magnet. He's literally just a human magnet. And I did test myself. I'm not magnetic. Still
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTac carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
It's the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer sitting in. We are going to start taking your phone calls here. There is an event happening today. It's going on right now in downtown Austin. I kind of wish I could be there. Not really, but there are some reporters there. I'll just put it that way. They're going to be asking these people some questions. Some Democrats are rallying here at the Capitol to stop voter suppression. That's the big Democrat issue now, is get Whitey and stop voter suppression. And so we'll see how it goes, but let's just say I suggested or I told them what my tactic would have been, and that would have been to ask them, okay, so you think there was voter suppression in 2020, and, you know, these people are very predictable. Oh, absolutely, so bad. You know, voter suppression, blah, 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 blah. It's what the media told me to say. It's what the Democrats told me to say. Yes, voter suppression, really bad, horrible in 2020, worst ever. Okay. So how was it that you had record voter turnout by 20 million votes? Imagine that. Voter suppression, even though on average, usually more people vote every 4 years in the presidential election, on average. But in 2020, it was, explosive. You had two people receive record votes. Two. And that's if you just believe the false numbers. But, so you had, imagine, you had 20 million, a record voter turnout by 20 million. And all the media and the Democrats do now is, as a political activism, is say stop voter suppression. They think their voters are stupid, and they are. That they can run these shams, run these sham campaigns, and their voters eat it up and don't even think to look behind the curtain. Yeah, voter suppression, man. Yeah, voter ID is racist. The television and the Democrats told me voter suppression was really bad in 2020. It was the worst ever, really. How did 20 million Americans, a record number of Americans by 20 million, how did that happen then, a voter suppression? And that's when the cult leader comes in and shuts the conversation down. So we may be seeing some footage from that before the end of the night at band.video. Again, it's just going on right now. I would have been there if I didn't have to be on air, but... There's some good people out there with a camera and a microphone, so we'll see what happens with that. Stay tuned at band.video to the Liberty Broadcast channel. We got all these great channels on band.video. Obviously, the Alex Jones channel, the War Room channel, the American Journal, the Reese Report, John Bowne reports. Seriously, band.video is now the place to go on the internet, I think, for the most hardcore news that you're going to find. And wow, was yesterday's transmission powerful with Alex Jones, Nick Fuentes, Pete Santilli, Robert Barnes, and Steve Pachinik. And now let's go to the phone lines, and we start with Dean. Dean calls in from New York this evening. Dean, you're on the air. Happy Father's Day. Go ahead.
Hey, thank you. Happy Father's Day. I want to say I'm happy you're always there on the front lines. And also the graphics, the cartoons, everything you guys do, even the music, is always right on point. And I was calling regarding Jeffrey Epstein's house and the history of it. From what I've seen, it was given to a bishop in New York, and then it went to a school. And then from the school, a bunch of national reporters or something used to go to that school. And then it was given to some guy, and he sold it to Jeffrey Epstein. I think it was really cheap.
Hmm. That is interesting.
Yeah. It's on Wikipedia.
So we know the Catholic Church has had some problems with kitty diddling. And then you had the school there. And now you had Epstein running his facility there, too. So, yeah, that's interesting, that history.
Yeah, yeah.
Anything else, Dean?
Catholic priest, though. No, that's about it. And the job you guys do is wonderful, you know. Like I said, everything's quick. Seeing the cartoons you guys do and the news you guys do and the graphics and the music. Even the music you guys run up, you know. It's really, really good and entertaining, and we all appreciate it. And you on the front lines.
Well, thank you, Dean. And the truth is, it's all possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. You know, I mean, I could be the best broadcaster in the world if I wanted, you know, sitting here in this chair. But if it wasn't for the crew in there getting the graphics every day. Look at this awesome studio we're in today. Look at the background they made. This is all original stuff. I mean, that's awesome. That's the crew that does that. So it's everyone from the people you see on camera to the people that work here. It's top notch, and we're able to do it thanks to your support at InfoWarsStore.com. It's really a miracle in a way. But as the fate of InfoWars goes, so does the fate of this republic, because InfoWars is the greatest test of free speech in America's history, I think, since its founding. Let's go to Sky calling in from Washington. Sky, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thanks, Alan. Good to talk to you.
You too.
I just wanted to mention the Fourth Amendment here, that we have the protection from unreasonable search and seizure, and how that's being violated by big tech, and it looks like, as you covered, 1-6 may be used as a pretext to go after maybe even people calling into this show just for communicating with people who were there on 1-6.
Yeah, I mean, it's clear what they really want to do with this. I mean, you know, it's like, it's clear, you know, you get kidnapped by Jeffrey Dahmer, what's going to happen? So, I mean, if these people really get their hands on us, we know what they're going to do. They're in a holding pattern right now, kind of feeling their oats, thinking, are we really about to do this? Like, are we really about to go full totalitarianism, just go public and just start arresting people we disagree with? Like, are we really ready to go that far? And I think that, you know, they know that that's their next move, but now they're just kind of like, boy, I mean, because that's major, that's worldwide criminal activity. I mean, that's gangster mafia activity. They won't be able to hide it anymore. At that point, that's when they cross the threshold of they can't even pretend to be anything other than totalitarians and dictators at that point. So they're still like, do we really want to arrest all these people and run this false flag and run this false narrative and then arrest people over it? I mean, so, yeah, these are serious times. There's no doubt that they're on the threshold of just becoming active totalitarians, authoritarians, and just they can't even deny it. They'll just promote it and say, we have to do this now because look at all the white supremacists.
Yep, I think that's why we need to send more MAGA Congress people to Congress. We need to elect them. Like Joe Kent, for example. The guy who's running in Washington.
Yeah, we got to get Kent in there.
Shout out to that father today. I know. I feel for his family.
Yeah, we got Joe Kent would be an absolute champion to get in there.
I just wanted to mention one other thing, Owen. This total psyop, these people who are trying to crack down on us, like we've been mentioning, are the same people produced the documentary Endgame 2050, a total psyop. It's environmental extremism. See, I'm blowing the whistle on this because I used to work for Greenpeace, and this environmental extremism is, it needs to be called out.
Now, do you think they'll start to be climate extremists, like doing climate terror attacks, and then they'll just say, oh, yeah, but it's a good thing because we're killing the planet?
No, I think environmental extremists are trying.
In the last 16 months, InfoWars researchers have been hard at work developing the ultimate high-quality, affordable systems to boost your body's natural defenses and make you have an overall healthier, happier life. And we now have them available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get all three of these formulas together for 40% off or individually 25% off. We have the Whole Food Multivitamin System, 25% off introductory price. We have the InfoWars Life Vitamin C Plus Zinc, 1,100% of your daily allowance, just of the C alone. Research what that's about. Linus Pauling won a Nobel Prize for it. 25% off. And then vitamin D3 plus calcium gummies. 25% off as well. All three together, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars Life Whole Food Multivitamin. The InfoWars Life Vitamin C plus Zinc. InfoWars Life Vitamin D3 and calcium gummies. Get all three of these formulas together for 40% off or individually 25% off with free shipping and double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
InfoWars.com studios. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Well, the left is telling you who they are. They're telling you everything. Yeah, we're arresting you if you're in D.C. We're going to come after you if you talked to anybody that was in D.C. We're going to look for your communications. We'll do a guns-drawn raid on you like Roger Stone. We'll shut down your bank account. We'll censor you off the internet. We'll ostracize you from society. We'll lock you up. Yeah. All cops are bad. Tearing down America's statues. Trying to raise our kids to be racist. And now Macy Gray, who hasn't been relevant in decades, says it's time to replace the American flag. And there it is. Yes. Yes. The white bars offend her the most. She doesn't like the white bars, so she wants a new flag with off-white. And she wants, I mean, that's the flag she wants right there. It's totally ugly. But, yeah, you know, so they're telling you who they are. They hate America. They want to sexualize your kids. And they want massive government to run your life because they think they control it, which really just shows how dumb they really are. Because if they were being honest and you said, do you really want more government? Do you really want a government restricting your freedom? I thought you were a liberal. Oh, but see, they think they control the government. They control the CIA. They control all these things now, and it's going after what they view as their political enemies, so they like it now. Yeah, we want that big government going after our political enemies. Yeah. So, yeah, that's, you know, they're just telling you. They hate all police. They're racist. They hate America. They want to get rid of the flag. You can't say mother or father in Congress anymore. I mean, yeah, that's where they're at. It's unpopular, though. It is very unpopular. In fact, the latest ratings are in. Fox News draws almost three times as many viewers as CNN, which to me is just more evidence that Trump won the election because the hate Trump media outlets have no real audience. So where are all these Biden voters coming from by the record numbers? Again, though, the Democrats and the media are on this campaign of stopping voter suppression right now. Ignore, they show no actual statistics. They cite no actual examples. It's all just this straw man argument of voter suppression that they just rally around. And then, but they don't actually provide any statistics or facts, you know, a normal liberal's argument. And so, again, if there's voter suppression, how did we have a record voter turnout in the last presidential election by 20 million votes? That's astronomical. Of course, we all know why, because there are about 20 million fake votes for Biden. But see, they won't even actually get into the statistics and the numbers. They just want to say, voter suppression, racist, and then feel good about themselves as they oppress and stomp out the actual functioning society and civilization that we have. Let's go back to the phone lines and go to Julie, who's called in from Maryland. Julie, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Good evening, Owen. Thank you so much for taking my phone call.
Thanks for calling.
Yep, I've got a short bucket list. I've talked to Alex, I've talked to Harrison, and now I've talked to you.
Well, there you go.
All goals attained. Listen, two points, and my first one is are we Americans so short memory? Do we not elect a biracial? Most people call him black, but he is. I think he's biracial, folks, but did we not elect a black president for two terms?
I mean, you could go off on all these different ways to prove that America's not racist. You can use Obama or all these other things. Here's the problem, though. We present this logic assuming that all parties are being equal and fair intellectually. They're not. Liberals are just liars. Democrats are just liars. I hate that I'm that way. I don't want to be divisive and like have to call. That's it. Liberals and Democrats are just liars. They don't live in reality. They have this distorted worldview that they want to force on everybody else, and they just lie. So, yeah, you can sit here all day long and say, yeah, look, here's why America's not racist. You can do it all day long. But the liberal isn't going to listen to you. They don't care. They're liars.
I agree and I hear you, but we did elect a black president for two terms. All right, my third and final point. I watched the Saturday broadcast yesterday, the emergency broadcast, and I would not watch the last part with Steve Pachenik. As far as I'm concerned, and I can't believe him, I think he's a shill, and I'm just disappointed, and I'm afraid for Alex that why did he have Steve Pachenik on the show when he promised us hope and never delivered on it? And I question that. And I really think InfoWars has to question why they had him on. And if there's a good reason why I should listen to the last part of it, I will. But I do not like Steve Pachenik, and I do not like InfoWars for having him on.
Well, you'd have to ask Alex about yesterday's show. I didn't watch the show with Steve. I know what you're talking about. Steve said that Trump would be put in office and that they would find all these illegal ballots, and then that none of that has happened as of yet, and I don't expect it to either. I don't want to put words in Alex's mouth. Steve has been coming on InfoWars for a long time. He's always been you know, one of the few people that has been supportive of Alex over the decades. And so you don't have to believe everything Steve says, obviously. If you don't like Steve, then tune out. That's fine. I don't think Steve would take that personally. But, you know, nobody makes us have Steve on. A lot of people still like hearing Steve. So it's like kind of become this dichotomy of people that don't want to ever see him again versus people who still like every time he comes on, even though he may be saying things that don't come true. So I don't know. I like Steve personally. I know him personally. As far as the stuff he's reported recently, it's not come true. There's no doubt about that. But I don't know what happened on yesterday's broadcast. I really took yesterday off, so I didn't watch that. And so I hope that you don't hold it against us that we have Steve Pachinik on, because really, if nothing else, we just hear from all sides. I mean, we don't censor anybody here. We'll hear people that come on and disagree, tell us things we don't agree with, whatever. So there's just no censorship. There's no agenda here. And we just hear all voices. So, but again, as far as, you know, you ask why Alex would have him on, I mean, I'm not going to speak for Alex, but that's my answer to your call, Julie. And we appreciate you for calling in today. Let's go to, Alfonso? Alfano in Indiana. Go ahead.
Alfano, you got it the second
time. All right, Alfano, you're on the air.
I'm your Amish teacher, Belly Henge Nibasa, if you remember that.
But yeah, that was okay. One. You taught me how to say that. I've forgotten it now.
Yeah. I got another good word at the end, I'll tell you. But anyways, you know, a year ago, this didn't get any coverage, and nobody's really talked about it yet today, but they did a Luciferian march on Washington to usher in revelations in the end times. Nobody reported on it. I was there. I actually didn't report on it. Got kicked off YouTube from it. But I just wanted to get people aware of that. And I'm telling you, there you could cut evil with Glenn Woolley from Planet Logic was there. He did a podcast on me, and it had me on a podcast about it. But you could feel evil, Owen, feel evil there.
Well, I know the feeling. I mean, I walk into an abortion rally. Yeah, an abortion rally. They have abortion rallies. And the first lady that I see has a sign that says, Hail Satan.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So.
And, you know, I'll tell you, after yesterday and in the last couple of days, listen, I think the Holy Spirit's moving. I really do.
Well, there's no doubt there's a great awakening happening. The problem is, it's like what Alex was saying, it's like, what is the real barometer? What is the real gauge? All the media is fake. Almost all television is fake. And so it's almost like InfoWars is really the only gauge. So it's like, yeah, Alex getting swamped and recognized, or myself getting swamped and recognized, that just shows the awakening is happening. And it also shows that there's like a second booster waiting to fire, like on a rocket ship. Because so many of these people that recognize us say, I wish you were still on air, or where can I find your stuff? So like, they've kind of just been lost in the abyss, not even knowing, thinking we've been shut down, but we're still here. We're still operating. We're still on air. We're still resisting the New World Order.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission, and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Big Pharma was born out of the Rockefeller oil industry in 1900 with the petrochemical. The petrochemical then dominated two major industries, plastics and drugs. Companies began synthesizing patented versions of naturally sourced drugs. The natural sources were then made illegal. Pharmaceuticals became medicine. And the sicker people got, the more their industry grew. It's a death cult, and it's up to the individual to escape. Good health begins with a healthy immune system, which needs the proper nutrients to thrive. Nutrients we cannot readily get from our food today. The combinations of vitamin C and zinc and vitamin D3 with calcium have been proven to be what we need to maintain a healthy immune system. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and start supporting your natural immune system now with the Mega Immune Support Pack, now 40% off.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Phone calls we're going to take here. Let me cover a couple headlines, a couple stories before we do. Yes, new evidence coming out of Georgia, as if we don't have enough. The election was totally stolen from Donald Trump. Just outrageous, the theft. Election worker Ralph Jones is now caught double counting ballots at the State Farm Center on election night. And so now the Gateway Pundit has identified three Democrat operatives that were double counting ballots, and we have the tape of them doing it. And there is also sworn affidavit testimony that they saw people double counting ballots. So that's what they did. They cheated. Donald Trump won. He got at least 320 in the Electoral College. So you want to know what real voter suppression is? It's cheating to win elections. That's all Democrats do. And then they have these events like in Austin today at the Capitol with Beta O'Rourke. And they say, we're going to stop voter suppression. Really? What about 20 million new record of number of votes in the 2020 election, 20 million. How do you explain that if it's voter suppression? You can't. You're a liar. And then you've got George Floyd statues going in across the country. You've got them in Minneapolis, and you've got them in Brooklyn. And the one in Brooklyn, well, this is quite ironic. It's a 3D printed statue of a 6-foot tall George Floyd head, and the problem is it's white. Huh. I'm pretty sure they have non-white 3D printing colors and coloring, you know, you could have probably had the right skin pigmentation for the 6-foot-tall George Floyd head. But, hey, I mean, the career criminal, he's a hero now because he became a media darling and a inciter. His will was destroyed. You know, nobody really ever talks about it, but I wonder if George Floyd would have liked all this stuff that's been done in his name since he's been deceased, like starting race wars and burning cities to the ground. You know, if he was this gentle giant, you know, lover of all things, like they explain, I don't think he would really like what's followed since his death. You know, the violence and the destruction and the hatred and the crime and everything. So, yeah, like shootings break out at Juneteenth celebrations across the country because it's been stolen from us. So Juneteenth is no longer an American holiday where we celebrate the fact that we freed the slaves and we set an example worldwide to make slavery illegal. No, now the left has stolen it from us, and it's just another leftist event for them to just go out and riot. That's what Juneteenth is now. Fed reverse repos surged to record $756 billion after rate tweak. Now, I'm not the best person to cover this stuff. I've read a bunch of different stories on this, and I still don't fully get it. So let me just boil it down to you like this. The Fed has more cash on hand right now than it's ever had before. Okay? So I think that's really all you need to know about that. Axios did a deep dive into unemployment fraud. And what did they find? Hundreds of millions in unemployment fraud. Wow. What do you know? Taxpayer dollars being stolen hand over fist all day, all night. But hey, let's keep taxing us. Let's keep all this spending. If the government has enough money to spend hundreds of billions of dollars, trillions of dollars on foreign countries, then they shouldn't be taxing us, okay? Let's go back out to the phone lines here. Let's go to Mark calling in from New York. Mark, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, this is me?
And this is me.
Oh, great. Mark 98Z. Buffalo, New York. I love you guys. All right? And it is going to be okay. I promise. All right? And all the stuff you're talking about is, I totally agree with. All right? And, you know, and I pay attention to everything. And paying attention to everything. And I've been listening to Alex for, I don't know, before 9/11. All right. And, you know, the hackles are sticking up on my back and my the hair on my neck is rising up and my time constant has totally changed. It's 6:52 p.m. Buffalo, New York time. And I got to tell you, you know, stay on your best judgment. Go with your gut, go with your heart, go with your soul.
Yeah, and that's why we need to have God's guidance, and we need to pray for it, and we appreciate all the prayers we know we get. Mark, you may need to do something about those hackles on your back. I don't want you to get hurt. But thank you so much for the call up there in Buffalo. I know there's a lot of great patriots up there, and including Cole Beasley. Let's go now to Joshua in New Jersey. You are on the air. Joshua, go ahead.
Mr. Owen, how are you today?
Hello.
Great to hear you.
Thank you.
Can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear.
Excellent. First of all, on Dean's point, Epstein also taught at the Dalton School, the Dalton Prep School, which was run by the Barr family, as in attorney Bill Barr.
Yeah, that's right.
So that's one thing there. Also, the New Zealand Herald put out the article you read about the birth rates dropping on the 11th of June of this year. Also, this is what I really wanted to tell you. A friend of mine got a screen capture of conversation. There's no names involved, but with an insurance company and a client. And it says the woman asked post-vaccination, if I fly somewhere and have a blood clot following the trip, would I be covered? And the response was from the insurance company, we would look to cover the diagnostic testing, but if symptoms are related to the vaccination, then your coverage would stop.
So you don't even get health care coverage if it's caused by the vaccine? Is that what you're saying?
that's what this is. That's what I'm gathering from this. I mean, I'm going to email both of
now. See that's one of two things. That's either just eugenics, just out in the public, just out in the open, which okay, or that's their way of using that as a cover to say, oh, see, there are no vaccine side effects, just simply because there's none on record, because they won't count it, they won't cover it.
Can I say one more thing?
Yeah, sure.
In the last year and a half, being locked down in this hellhole that is socialist state of New Jersey with a pedophile for a governor, I've really turned back to the Bible, and Hosea 4:6 really means something. My people perish for want of knowledge. Since you have rejected knowledge, I will reject you from thy priesthood. And since you have ignored the law of your God, I will ignore your children. This is what's going on, sir. Mm-hmm. We are in trouble. And we really need to turn our eyes to the Lord, and hopefully we can stop whatever this is.
Yeah. Well, let me just tell you, and thank you so much for the call. My friends, my family, you know, and mostly with friends, though. I mean, they know I'm the most politically informed person they know, and they know I'm obsessed with this stuff, and they may not even necessarily be political. And so this is kind of just another one of those gauge things, and I'm getting more feedback, if you will. It's not really feedback, but, I mean, I guess just me talking about it all the time, and they know that I host a show. And so I'm getting more feedback about this vaccine and about the people becoming magnetized than I have about anything. And these are just from just the average people. Again, may not even be political, maybe apolitical, maybe left, maybe right. Just that it's like, this vaccine is real. They're being bullied into taking it. They're seeing the side effects. They're seeing meat become magnetic. They're seeing their friends become magnetic. And so they just send me this stuff, and they're like, what's going on? It's like, well, how do I explain that in a text message? But so, yeah, this whole vaccine thing is really opening people's eyes and maybe getting them to finally question the reality of it all. Let's go one more final caller here. Ian in Utah. Ian, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen.
Howdy.
Remember me from Barton Springs last year? I was a guy that drove about 20 hours and did some weird dives off the platform.
Oh, okay. You mean when we hop the fence?
Yep.
Ah, yes. Yeah, we should. Yeah. I was thinking about this. I don't know. It's just any. It's just like adding more stuff to our plate. But I was thinking we should do another event this summer, and just get a bunch of info with people, whether it's at Barton Creek or somewhere else here in Austin. But things are just so crazy right now. I don't know if we'll be able to do it. But yeah, that was fun last year doing those events.
Oh yeah, I think that should be an annual thing for the InfoWars fans and everything. But on to my topic now. I just really think that one of the best ways that we can counter this whole Great Reset and everything is actually going back to our old ways, which is just being pioneers and founding new towns and cities and all that. And
yep,
just rejecting all this modernity.
And you know, here's the only problem with that, because you're definitely right, and we've been talking about that. The problem is the central banks control everything, and you know, they'll try to not allow you to, you'd have to have big investors and you know, developers that are willing to do something like that are patriots and like-minded. All right, that does it for the Alex Jones Show on this Sunday, but stay tuned, because Harrison Smith coming up next, hosting Sunday Night Live. You stay classy, InfoWarriors.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
In the last 16 months,